Let's go right to the phones. Let me see which magic buttons I have to push here. Hello, hello. And Samina, hello.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very, very much for calling in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And I know you're back on stage again with George and Gracie Part 2, and congratulations. What a review by Joanne Greckman-Rockman in Thursday's Weekend in the Republican American.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
And she says you don't swear or tell any dirty jokes in this role.
No. Like I do in all the roles I do. No.
I love clean humor. There's nothing like it. Brian Regan, one of the best comedians around, no swearing.
It's a very special kind of comedy, and it's timeless. It just captures people's fun and joy and smiles, and and their writing was extremely, it was just brilliant writing, truly brilliant. That set the stage for so many other shows and TV shows and comedies that came after that. I mean, it set for all those brilliant sitcoms that followed during the 60s and 70s and 80s. They all had their roots in the Burns and Allen and the Lucille Ball era. That's when it was all really, really happening, and just brilliant writing.
And this is the second time you've played, this is a new version of George Burns, and Gracie was his wife?
Yes.
Would you tell the younger audience about that duo, and then wrap it into the show they can see at Seven Angels Theater, running tonight through February 24th, please?
Well, they were young comedians. They met in vaudeville. So they did old vaudeville. And then when vaudeville was dying and radio began, they went into radio. And then when the radio era was changing and television came, and it came to be the new medium, they immediately hopped onto that. So they changed. As the times changed, they changed with them. And he was a brilliant writer. He would write this, what he called, illogical logic. And what he discovered with Gracie was that he was the straight man and she was the comedian. And they were just this incredible duo and had this career that really flourished. And they did it for like 10 years on television. She was not very well. They were older when they got onto television. They weren't a young couple. And then she was not well. And so she left the show. They did one more year, I think, maybe after that. And then she passed away when she was like 64, I believe. And he continued on. And his career sort of went downhill after her passing. And then he got into the movie called God or My God. There was
Oh God,
yes. And he got into that because his friend Jack Benny, who was a brilliant comedian, was supposed to play the role, and he was very ill. And Jack convinced the producers that Jack couldn't do it, but Jack said George Burns can do it. And it's so his whole career just surged again. And so they just had this incredible love for each other. He would visit her grave every month after that, every month to the day he died, and he was 100 or 101 when he passed. So it's an incredible love story. It's an incredible life. They were very, very, very smart business people. Very smart.
And to the audience, I'm sorry, Samina, to the audience, we're on with Samina De Laurentiis, who is the creative director and the big boss at Seven Angels Theater. You normally are running the theater and encouraging people to come and see these fabulous Broadway shows, top quality. What motivated you to go back on the stage for this show?
Well, the cast that we had for the first one, there's five of us that are the Burns and Allen, and their next door neighbors, the Mortons, and then there's Harry Von Zell. And we had just such an incredible time doing the first one. And the audiences kept asking, are you going to do another one? Are you going to do another one? So I said, okay, let me think about it. So I called these four other people and said, will you be on board? Because I really didn't want to do it if I couldn't do it with these same people again. And they just said, yes, of course, we want to do it. And so that's how it... So I went to my room again and started researching and pulling and weaving them all together and editing them and doing all those kinds of things to pull this one together, which
also,
is very special.
In your the pictures I've seen in the paper, they've really changed you into another beautiful woman in a completely different character. The newspaper looks great. And tell us a little bit about what it takes to, and then we'll talk about some of your other people, but what it takes to turn yourself into someone else with costumes and wigs, etc.
Well, for Gracie, it's I'm not impersonating her as much as I've studied her to bring her essence. So she has certain hand movements. She walks a certain way. She has certain gestures that she would always use. So that's the physicality of it. She was 5 feet tall, and I'm 5 feet tall. So, but I couldn't change that much if I wanted to. So we're the same height. So these mannerisms that I studied just to bring that to the stage. The voice is very special, so I bring the essence of her voice to it. She speaks in a certain pitch with a certain quality. So I use that quality and that pitch. And then the hair with the wig is done by two gentlemen in California called Wig Boys, and it's a special wig that's laced front, so it doesn't look like a it is a wig, but the way it forms on the face is very much the way you see wigs are done in movies and so forth, or Broadway shows, and that's the transformation. The costumes are all of that era, all that with the gloves that the women wore at that time in the 50s. So, and the humor is the humor is timeless. It's just timeless. And there were some jokes or some one-liners in there that we felt, okay, they're not going to quite understand this one this time because it was so timely. And then there's others that were. So that's the transformation. We all go through that. And I try to choose pieces that would help feature all the different characters so that it wasn't just George and Gracie. So there's one where the Blanche Morton, the mayor, the neighbor, has a very incredibly very funny role, funny piece. And Harry Von Zell, which is played by Tom Shute, does all those incredible commercials that they did at that time for Carnation Milk and B.F. Goodrich Tires. It was one very funny commercial that was on it, talking about that time that I was trying to figure out how to work into, but it really wasn't fitting well and just took too much time. But there was a time that they actually made asbestos floor tiles, and they were made by B.F. Goodrich, called Aerofloor, and they had this whole long commercial about asbestos floor tiles. So I sort of worked that into one of the commercials because it's actually one of the sponsors.
Wow.
So how times have changed.
And this rating, Joanne Greco-Rockman, and there is competition around. She gave you 5 stars, and she said, De Laurentiis not only reminds audiences of a time when comedy was really funny without swear words and sex scenes, but she also brings back to life a woman who played the comic foil to husband George Burns. And you're on till February 24th. How have the audience reacted so far?
Oh, they've been great. They've just been great. Just laughing, enjoying. It's very different. You know, it's very different. One person came to me, one reviewer came to me after the show and said that the week that she had been that week too, she'd been to plays. One was about suicide. One was about violence. One was about something else. She said there was just so much angst, and that this comedy was just a breath of fresh air.
Well, that's Tom Shute's morning show. He wants to entertain and gives people something light. And she also said, Joanne Rockman, let's see, certainly everyone knows in Waterbury the super talented Tom Shute, and his performance in this show is excellent. And you're on until February 24th. How much time do you have for me this morning? Because I know you probably were up late and have a lot to do. Well,
I didn't plan anything this morning.
Let's tell the audience, if there's a few people out there who have seen the show or want to ask a question on topic with Samina De Laurentiis, a creative director and the big boss at Seven Angels Theater, 203-757-1320. Now, you have an all-star cast, and we've seen our Bruce Connolly before. This guy is super talented. How did you lure him back to Waterbury again?
Well, Bruce and I, we go way back. We went to college together.
Really?
And so, and we studied together, and there was a, our drama coach was Constance Welch, who was at Yale for all those years at Yale, and then came over to Southern, and she just was amazing, just an amazing drama coach. And so Bruce and I both studied with her, and she told us, we would always do all these scenes together, and she said that we had that kind of comic timing that the two of us, it was very symbiotic to each other. And that was way back then, way, way back then. So there's something about the timing that we have, our personalities and our comedic weight is what she used to call it. And so we've been friends for all these years. And John Swanson also went to school with us. So John, Bruce, and I go way, way, way back. And then Tom, I've known since I've been here. And then Sarah Knapp, who plays Blanche Morton, I've known for many years out of New York, and she's done Broadway and all kinds of regional shows and everything. But Sarah and I have always done the role of Sister Amnesia. So, as a matter of fact, and she's very, very tall. She's complete opposite of me. But we've both played Amnesia. So this is an opportunity to actually be in a show together, because all the nonsenses that we have done over all these years, we never in the same show because we were both amnesias. But she's just brilliant, just wonderful. And she and her husband are also composers and writers, very, very, very talented. And she's done Annie. She did the Annie 2, and just so many different roles, so many roles. So it's just an incredible cast. And then we have three other characters that round out the cast to play these multiple characters that weave through. We have Reed Sinclair, who's a young man. He's out of Norfolk. And he's just wonderful as Ronnie Burns, and plays one of the detectives and all. Josh Powell is out of New York, brilliant actor out of New York, just a very comedic, wonderful character actor. And we have Ben McCormick, and then we have Anna Laura Sinclair, Anna Laura Snyder, excuse me. And they're just young people, just incredibly talented.
What is the weekend schedule to come see this 5-star rated show called George and Gracie Part 2 at Seven Angels?
We go Thursday through Sunday. So today we have two shows, 2 at 8, and then we have tomorrow at 2. And then next week we have 2 on Thursday, 2 and 8, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee. And then the following week we have Thursday night, Friday night, 2 on Saturday, and Sunday matinee. So we have three. We're finishing this weekend, and then we have two more weekends, and then we're finished.
And are you serving 5-hour energy backstage?
The show goes. It flies. It flies. Changing costumes and going from one vignette to the other. It flies. And we run around with the remembering the lines. The lines are very fast-paced. It's very fast-paced comedy. So there was a lot to learn. At my age, I thought, oh, my gosh. So I made sure I buckled down, and I usually get them all every night. I try anyway.
Well, I can tell the audience that I've known you a long time, and you're always a funny, funny person. I saw you come as one of the nuns to Salim Nujames, and you came with a wheelie machine because your foot was out, and you were hilarious on the dais celebrating Salim's alleged retirement.
Yes, it's alleged retirement. And then I guess some of his guests actually thought I was a nun. I was a very unusual nun.
Well, that's why you're good. You've fallen to these characters. Can you hold a second while I play two commercials, and I'll come right back, and you can tell us about all the new shows that are coming to Seven Angels and convince people they ought to come. And I'm back. I have Samina De Laurentiis on from Seven Angels Theater. Honored to have her talking about George and Gracie Part 2, playing today, tomorrow, and through the February 24th. Samina, let's talk about some of the other big shows that you have booked.
Well, we're casting right now in New York for our next show, which is called First Date, which is a musical. And then we close our season with Tommy, the Who's Tommy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that one.
And then we have in March with Peter Vogel coming with his show called Till Death Do Us. It's just a one night, but he's doing two shows. It's Saturday night and Sunday matinee.
Saturday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 3rd at 2 p.m. Peter Vogel. Yep. And tell us a little bit about Peter.
Peter's a comedian, actor, and his show right now is being actually directed by Chaz Palminteri, who's the actor Chaz Palminteri, and he also did Bronx Tale and the movie and the musical that was on Broadway. So Chaz is director, and Peter Peter's been doing this show all over the country. So he's coming up to us from, he's finishing up in Florida, and he's coming up to us. Very, very funny show. It's his show. And he's been getting rave reviews across the country for it. So we book these kinds of things in also, these one-nighters, one-night concerts or one-night comedy show. So he's filling in that weekend, and then we open First Date, and then we go into Tommy, and then we have our Halo Awards at the Palace, which is our high school theater awards that we award to all the high schools across the state. We have 65 high schools that now participate in the program from across Connecticut. And so we're doing three nights at the Palace this coming May.
Isn't that a nice way to cross-market yourself with the big theater?
Oh, we have a very good relationship with the Palace. We work together. We respect each other. We get it, you know. So we have a very nice relationship, and they've been very good to us. So this is a very exciting, electric event that takes place there with all these kids and thousands of teenagers that are in theater across the state in their high schools, and they all come together for this awards program. So it's very special.
And all of us that were in high school remember either being in or going to our high school play, and this must celebrate that subject.
Oh yes, totally. We give awards and we send judges out to view all these plays, all these musicals. So we send judges out to evaluate all these plays and musicals, and they go everywhere. They go to Darien, Stonington, Manchester, just all over the state. And then they judge these shows, and then we pick a best musical, a best play. And then we also recognize the actors, the actresses. We recognize the tech crews. You have students that work backstage. We recognize them because it all has to work together like a machine for a show to run well.
And do you recall the dates of this show?
It's 2 days right after Memorial Day. So whatever that Tuesday, Wednesday is right after Memorial Day. And then we do the following Monday will be the third event, which I think is June 3rd.
Okay, great. A chance to go there. By the way, Samina, I have a professional coffee purveyor on line one. Hi, you're on with Samina.
Is that what I'm called now?
Yes, coffee break. Barbara.
I love it. Let me just say, I saw George and Gracie part one, and I really never thought it could get better. And I saw it opening night, and Samina, you and Bruce, the whole cast is just fabulous. I mean, I'm not a laugher. People know that about me. I don't laugh out loud. But I was laughing out loud last Saturday night, I'll tell you that much. It was just wonderful. Now, I can't imagine the work to study that woman and to capture her the way you do. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
I remember, you know, them, of course. I'm certainly old enough to remember them. But I think I had kind of forgotten how funny they were. Just wonderful. So it's got to be very tiring doing that show, performance after performance, is it not?
I don't feel it during it, you know, when I get home. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy that goes into it for all of us. It really requires, because it's so fast-paced, and it just goes, that once you start and you get on that train, you're not getting off until it's finished.
Great point.
Must have been, what was it like to decide that you wanted to do her again?
The other people in the cast.
Or be her again, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
And patrons at the theater who kept asking, and it was just so special. So I thought, if it's this special, then why not? And I do it for the theater. So it's... It helps to raise funds for the theater and for our Halo Awards, and so that's why I did it.
Well, thank goodness for you, and thank goodness for Seven Angels Theater. So listen,
well,
have wonderful shows
thank
from
you.
Here on out, and maybe I'll come back and see you again.
Anytime you come, you're welcome. The door is
right.
Open.
Don't take a nap, Samina.
Don't go yet, Barbara.
Why?
Because I'd like you to, maybe since you're off today, could you run down to Ann's Deli and bring me an egg sandwich? I'm starving.
Don't count on it, Tom. All right?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Barbara Davitt,
bye,
she's
Barbara.
The hostess of Coffee Break here at 9:30, Monday through Thursday, and she is a ticket. She does laugh out loud. I don't know what she's talking about there. So, go ahead.
Amazing. And she's an amazing actress, too. Barbara and I worked together at Civic Theater many, many years ago. Many years
you know,
ago.
For a woman, 102, it's amazing she's still out there like this.
She just is quite incredible. Really wonderful actress.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
Besides being a wonderful radio.
And if you'd like to support us here at WATR, she's our Cracker Jack salesperson, so maybe you can call her up and tell her you heard her on Hill's Gallery and buy a round of advertising from us, and we'd certainly appreciate it. Samina, two more things, and I'll let you go because I know you have a jam-packed, busy schedule. I understand that the DeVino brothers are coming back with Timmy Maia. Is it in June?
Yes, it's Nat King Cole. And Timmy Maia is singing Nat King Cole, and it's June. Now, I want to get the right. We have three things happening in June, and they're the weekend of June. I think they're June 1st.
Okay. One show, two shows?
One show.
Okay. One show only, folks.
One show. Yep.
And speaking of them, the DeVino brothers, Michael Jr. and Mario Infante will be here, let's see, at about 11:10 today. So we'll talk that up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Continue on, Sabina.
They're a great family. They're a great family. And their mother, she's a lovely lady.
Sadie, yes. And she is a magnificent piano player and a...
singer.
Singer, opera and the like. And they ran some amazing parties with Mike DeVino Sr., who was an accordion player, at their home way back when that my folks were always involved in. And my father was recruited to sing with them at parties many times.
Oh, my gosh.
Small world.
I had no idea. And I had no idea your father was a singer.
He was a Gilbert and Sullivan opera singer or a Gilbert and Sullivan comedy, I guess. And I wish I knew more about it. But he came from Tuckahoe, New York, and my mother met him singing in a show.
Oh, my gosh. See what I found out? I had no idea. And Gilbert and Sullivan, that's amazing.
All right, so before I let you go, please pitch your show now for George and Gracie Part 2, and then how people can subscribe or get more involved in this Broadway right in Waterbury at Seven Angels Theater.
Well, George and Gracie's running this weekend, and then the next two weekends, Thursday through Sunday, call our box office at 203-757-4676. Or you can go online and buy tickets online and print them at home at sevenangelstheater.org. And it's an incredible show. Just people are just so enjoying it, and just so much they are responding to it in such a positive way that it's a blessing to us. And Seven Angels is a professional theater in Waterbury. We're going into our 30th year, 2020.
Oof.
So jeez. 30 years of doing this in Waterbury, and people said it couldn't be done, but we're still here. And we do professional plays and musicals, educational programs, concerts, comedies, you name it. And just to go online to see how much we do and what we do in the community, because we're more than just a theater. We're more than just a theater. We're a community organization that really works very hard to be part of the community and give back to the community. So many young people have come through and trained, who have gone on to work in theater in all different aspects. So we're very much an asset to the city. And we just hope to stay for another 30 years. That's the plan. So we want people to come and support. We have new theater seats in the theater. We just put in 150 seats, made possible through the Woodward Foundation grant. We're looking for people to help sponsor a seat. They could put a plaque on the seat in their name. So there are beautiful new seats now. And then the rest of the theater will be done over the summer. And then we have a Broadway raffle, so we're raffling tickets off for 12 people to go to New York to see Wicked, dinner at Sardi's, luxury bus, front row orchestra seats, prime seats to see this incredible show, obviously Wicked, and we're very excited about that. And we did our first raffle last year, and it was such a success, so we're doing it again this year. Well, people had a wonderful time.
I can say we have seen some of the best shows of our lives, and you have shows at every price point. We do the Tom Shoot and You Christmas Party there. It is a great community organization. Samina De Laurentiis, I cannot thank you enough for appearing on Hills Gallery with everything you have going on.
Well, thank you, Tom, anytime.
Adios.
Adios.
Goodbye, bye. Little Miss Dynamite.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.